October 4th, 2001, 2:43 a.m. Like Utah Phillips said, the past didn't go anywhere. This is for all people still trying to find the stranger inside their manger. Slow bleeding pens of Indian root, silver is carved and smashed into shapes. Dripped mercury hibernates under half-hung eyelids. Truth is not a word written, but a direction. The only compass that has been swallowed, growing, spreading, bleeding, needing to be expanded. So he speaks. To let the vines of fertile kisses slip tongues down the throats of who will listen, enjoying moments by every time. 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 Does time stand still? No matter, because as salt, we will always make smiles and seas. His name will always be whittled into human trees. The media. Unbelievable. Printed ideas that smudge off time's page. Fingers that attract garbage. Magnetic forces that grab ill knowledge. Fingers that believe that they can really translate microfilm data when looking at the material from 10 miles away. With both eyes asleep, accompanied by an analytical jive, recycled thumbs up from pilots and one-wing jets. You see, I live my life on bamboo bridges. I own nothing but journals and film and ink. Passing over narrow bridges, thinking back to when the materials were the cereals I yearned for every morn. When jewelry had fooled me, confused credit cards as porn. To remember December as it lay in green and gold. My conversations were of objects, my conversations seemed so cold. But now risen through the poverty of longevity, through media reality, I bring my status to a zero. A hero of an empty wallet, call it what you will. But every night I paint my flight while the others move so still. I take the molecules and the ridicules and the comments of my ways. Feed the fires of thorough desires, yes, and simplify my days. Writing fictionist predictions through depictions of the sense. I tore down those bricks of arithmetics, I'll always hate that fence. My theory, two legs, one hand, dick for the pen. It's brought me to the closest definition of my zen. You see, time, people, time, people, time, people, time, people, time, people, is a man-made, hourly paid cycle of the past. And while the watch-wearing people give 60 minutes to a steeple, they will always finish last. But they don't understand. They don't understand that reminiscing about Italian soups and smelling roots that bring crystals in the air, they surround themselves with all that bullshit and all the shit that don't care. But it's alright. You see, my wet dreams, they wouldn't involve monetary jewels or buck naked women acting like fools. It wouldn't contain family, friends, only roads, summers, bends. All I need is mirrors so I may see myself a little bit clearer. A picture of who I really am. No more kid stories of green eggs and ham. No more wrong decisions, ones that hang like piñatas. A red stripe, zebra's back, not fitting in, train with no track. Silent, dope, abstinence quack, ironic truck, self minus gun rack. But it's alright, because although I scream through megaphones, they still can't hear me. They still can't hear me. They still can't hear me. But maybe one may feel me.